USA Radio News.
As rain continues in Northern California, crews are still battling the deadly campfire. Fire officials do say the rain will help put out the flames, but could also trigger flash flooding. USA Radio Network's Wendy King had a chance to catch up with some evacuees in Chico.
My name is Efren Savazon. I am to a victim. I survived.
Did you lose your house, Efren?
Yes, I did.
Also with me is a proud, disabled pastor from Paradise who is giving everything for his surviving congregation.
Pastor Jerry Langenfelder, I lost everything from the fire, and I've been here since day one, giving, not taking.
Chief Justice John Roberts came out and said he was thankful for an independent judiciary. He also said we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. The comments come one day after President Trump called the judge who ruled against him an Obama judge. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
An Egyptian rights group says the country's Christians are suffering increased discrimination. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The findings in a report issued this week by the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, a group that tracks government efforts to tackle disputes around church building in the Muslim-majority nation. It concludes that, in its words, the general situation of the right to practice religious services and build houses of worship is deteriorating, and that a committee established last year to facilitate church building by Christians has not brought justice. Since then, nine churches have closed under pressure from authorities or the public in Egypt. The group also noted several other cases of sectarian tension over church building, urging the government to address the current legislation surrounding church building, which it says is highly regulated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Tijuana police say they've arrested 34 caravan members for drug possession, public intoxication, and disturbing the peace. Now, they're going to be deported back to their home countries. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on what's going on at the border.
I'm here to tell you today that the reality is that there are currently over 6,200 individuals camped out south of the U.S. border in Tijuana today as I stand here.
And as far as who those folks are that are camped out?
The reality is that the majority of the caravan that we see is made up of single adult males or teenage males. In addition, we have identified over 500 criminals to include known gang members contained in the flow of the caravan.
And finally, Nielsen on what we're doing to strengthen things along our border.
In advance of the caravan's arrival, we have hardened ports of entry, deployed the military, and surged resources. We have worked closely with state and local law enforcement to be able to rapidly deploy where needed.
The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
So far, no major delays are being reported at airports. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.